I have to.
I was going to ask about arthritis.
Well, you know,
and you said there's no autoimmune diseases. Isn't that what you say arthritis is? What is it?
And sip it a little bit.
You don't want to
just go to the fridge and drink a cold glass.
I can't handle it.
You don't want to do that.
She's got a question.
Sorry.
She said, if there's no immune disease, then what is arthritis?
Yeah.
80 to 85% of arthritis is Crohn's disease.
What's Crohn's disease?
Crohn's disease is when your intestines do not manufacture mucus to coat the lining. So your own digestive juices and your own acidic bacteria eat away at the intestinal wall and gets thinner and thinner and thinner. Then when you eat a lot, the intestinal tract tears, and then undigested food particles get into the gut. It's called leaky gut. Your body sends those to the cartilage for digestion.
The food particles.
Yep. And then that turns, see, the stomach is the most resilient tissue. It makes hydrochloric acid that can dissolve bone, but it doesn't dissolve itself. The cartilage is the next best thing to that. So your body will send undigested particles that leak into the gut, into your joints, wherever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
It can be all over. And then they will digest in that cartilage. Then the digestive acids start eating away at the cartilage slowly. It isn't like the stomach.
Yeah.
It isn't completely resilient, but it will do it slowly. So the bacteria that they find there isn't a bacteria to break down the cartilage. It's a bacteria to eat away this food, these food particles, to digest them.
But in the process,
it deteriorates some of the cartilage.
Well,
very slowly.
How do you change the leaky gut then?
Eggs.
You have to eat eggs and eggs and eggs and more eggs. Live on an egg diet. I have people eating 22 eggs a day to 30 eggs a day when they have leaky gut. It's the only thing that will resolve it fast. I had a famous senator from California, his granddaughter. They brought her to me at 13 and a half years old. Her knees were blown out from Crohn's, and the doctors had treated her for 3 years, and she was a mess. She even went into leukemia from it, from treatment, from this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, her ankles were blown out, her wrists, her elbows, but the knees were the worst. 6 months, I had her normal.
Because of
eggs? I had her sucking eggs and milkshakes. Eggs and milkshakes, yeah. But older people, I just have them suck eggs and have honey and butter. Honey and butter and eggs all day long. That's all they get to eat for about 3 to 6 months. And then, after that, then they eat lots of milkshakes to build the mucus. The eggs will repair the intestines, build them quickly. And I need to do that before the body coats it with a lot of mucus. Then after the intestines get rebuilt, then I say lots of milkshakes to build the mucus.
And so how
year,
do you know
when
it's done?
Completely
how do you
normal?
Know when they're ready to go on to the milkshakes?
Oh, I can tell by the irises. Those kind of people. People with cancer, people with severe Crohn's, I see every 4 months.
Really?
Until they're through it. But it only takes a year and a half.
So do you see the arthritis on the iris? Do you see that?
Or no, they tell me. I can see it.
Okay.
But I can see in the intestinal tract how that is.
Okay. Okay. And what about lupus? How do you
lupus is a collection of heavy toxicity in the connective tissue. So it dissolves the connective tissue. And it can be from, let's say, you started collecting dead cells under there, and the body used a virus to dissolve it, and you couldn't get it out through the skin. Couldn't perspire it out through the skin. It starts dissolving the connective tissue. That's lupus. Dissolution of connective tissue.
So arthritis
very
and lupus
painful.
Are two different things.
Completely different.
How do you treat lupus?
Hot baths, often. Lots of milkshakes, eggs, cheese, anything. Draw the poison somewhere else so you're not discarding it out the skin all the time. Getting the waste and the acids that are already under the skin, dissolving the connective tissue. Get it out with perspiration, hot baths, sleeping with hot water bottles, sipping 2 to 3 sport formulas a day to replace the fluids.